Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Hi, and good evening, or good morning, or even good day to you all, wherever you're listening. You're more than welcome to be here. You're listening live to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. Today's show, I've got an amazing show lined up here for you today. I've actually got two guests on, which I'm really looking forward to introducing the two guests here to you. But you would notice last week, if you were listening, whilst I was doing Oscar's and Andrew D's show, I was playing some advertisements by a great friend of mine, Colin Fry, about a lady called Lynn Blackmore. And I'm going to play this ad for you now, and hopefully Lynn is going to come on and just speak to us all about this. So let me just press play here and we'll see what happens.
Good morning, one and all. I hope you're all having a nice Saturday. As you can see from the window behind, it's a sunny day in Sussex. A bit windy, but very pleasant. Now, before I get on with other things I want to talk to you about, there is something very important that I want to mention to you all. My friend Lynn Blackmore has been posting for a couple of weeks now about a very important e-petition to protect people with enduring mental health against having to be assessed for DLA. If any of you have ever been in the position of known or looked after people with mental health problems, you'll know that the strain and pressure that this would put them on will actually drive many people to suicide. It's wrong. It has to be stopped. So far, very, very few people have signed this petition, which I'm very shocked about. So I'm appealing to you as my friends. If this matter concerns you, and I hope to God it does, please take time this weekend. It takes a couple of minutes just to sign this e-petition. It is very, very important that the government are made aware of the public's view on this. I personally believe it is morally wrong. I hope you do. Thank you.
And as I said, that was a little ad played by a great friend of mine, Colin Fry, who's a well-known, world-renowned medium here in the UK. And, you know, he's travelled abroad lots of times. I'm sure that you would have heard of Colin Fry. You know, this e-petition, I want to talk a little bit about it. I'm waiting for Lynn to come in here. But, you know, it's something that I've signed this e-petition because, you know, I have family that suffers, maybe not with mental health issues, but with other issues that our government here are trying to make cutbacks and, you know, making the ones that are suffering, making them, you know, losing their benefits, which I feel myself is wrong in itself. This is why I want to promote this as much as I can, and hopefully Lynn will come on in some time to talk about it. But you will find all the information on my Facebook page, which is Mike Davis Medium. Come and add me as a friend there, and I will accept you. There's where you'll be able to find all the links to that advert of Colin Fry. All that we're asking of you is to take 2 minutes of your time to come and sign this e-petition. It takes literally seconds, you know. It takes about 30 seconds to do so. As I said, I've done it myself. I know Lynn is struggling with people signing this. I know that since last time we put this on the air, I think we've had quite a few more signatures, which is, you know, I'm really grateful for. And I thank each and every one of you that's already signed that e-petition. But if you haven't, please, you know, I urge everyone to go over and sign that e-petition because it is important. Okay, well, let's get on with today's show. I have two wonderful guests here with me today. First of all, I want to welcome back and I want to say a great worker and someone that's already been on the air before with me, and I had such a great time with this worker. I must say an absolutely tremendous gift. It's Leanne Thomas. Hi, Leanne, you there with us?
Hi, Mike. Thank you so much. Gosh, it's an honor for me to be back. I'm just in awe of you. So it's exciting for me to be here.
Well, you know, I was looking in the diary and I was thinking, oh, it's Leanne again. I got myself so excited. I sent the advertisements out early and, you know, I got everything all going because I thought, you know, it's wonderful that you're actually back here today with me. You know, as I said, I had a wonderful time last time. The energy between us was bouncing and I thought to myself, you know, wow, it was absolutely perfect show. But I know that you fetched, it's actually your cousin. You fetched your cousin along here with you today, isn't it?
Yeah, I did. She's incredible and amazing and my best friend. And she's amazing and fantastic. So I brought Christina Nelson along with me because I just think she gives the most amazing readings. And I thought, gosh, if the two of us, I think we about blew the lines out, the three of us, I don't know, we might cause some power outages across the world. Who knows?
Well, I feel a little bit like a rose between two thorns, you know. I feel, you know, quite, excited to be in between you tonight. Well, Christine, welcome.
Thank you, Mike.
Well, no problem at all. Well, welcome to Mike Spirit FM, and I hope that you enjoy your time here with us. You know, we are on live for 2 hours, but, you know, I want to find out a little bit more about you. I know that your cousins, I know that two of you are working mediums, so you fill in the blanks there.
Sure. Mike, Leanne and I work very closely together. We actually do a couple of radio shows on Blog Talk as well a week, and then we do guest appearances on many various shows, but... Leanne and I both, as most of you know, are first cousins. We grew up together. I was there when she was born. So we've been close all our lives. But we are incredibly gifted, especially Leanne, bless her heart. We come from about, I would say, three generations of gifted women in our family. Leanne and I both have the ability. We've had it all our lives. We were taught to suppress it, being staunch Catholics as we were growing up. It's a gift that we don't put out there for everybody to know about. So we hid this gift for many years, and Leanne came out first with her gift and started utilizing it. And then I came along about a little over 3 years ago now and started talking to her and having her teach me more about my gift and how to utilize my gift and you know, for the good and for the better. And I've just taken off with my gift, and spirit works with me, and now I have a personal relationship with my spirit guide, whose name is Eli, who I work with a lot. So during this show, you'll hear me speak to Eli, and that is my spirit guide. He pulls through loved ones and things like that for me. So yeah, Leanne and I do work a lot together, and we spark together, and it's pretty cool. You'll get to see this, Mike. It's awesome.
Good. Well, I'm really looking forward to it. Well, I know that the two of you have websites, and, you know, maybe it's best if I ask you to just say your websites live on air, because, you know, I'm trying to do it all. Bless my heart. You know, I'm trying.
My website is I'll go first. I'm sorry. My website is www.intuitiveconnection.webs.com, www.intuitiveconnection.webs.com.
Okay, and I urge you all to go over to listen, to look at Intuitive Connections and you know, learn more about Christine, because, you know, as the show develops on, I'm learning more about you, Christine, and, you know, I'm looking forward to blending the three of our energies together. But Leanne, tell us about your website there.
It's angelichope.com. Yeah, you can also, I want to add, find Christina and myself with Best American Psychics also. And www.bestamericanpsychics.com has a lot of tested and authenticated ethical psychics and mediums, and they also have tarot readers and lots of things on their website. And so Christine and I both have tested in to the site. So we're kind of excited about that. And we both also work with Lisa Williams. And Lisa Williams has also certified us and backed us that we're authentic, ethical readers. And she has a website also, www.soulconnections.com. So any of those three places, either on our websites or those, are somewhere that you can find us to get connected for a reading. And I now also do life coaching. So if you're looking to move your life forward in a way, that's something that I'm currently offering now.
Okay, so again, you know, all this information is up on your website. You know, and I was looking at that on Facebook as well. I was looking at the certificates there, and you know, I must say, well, first things first, congratulations, because you know, I know that you've obviously worked really hard to achieve what you set out to achieve, and you know, I say well done for that.
Thank you.
So, talk to me a little bit more about the Best American Psychics.
Best American Psychics was started by a woman named Shay Parker. And Shay Parker at one point in her life was looking for somebody to give her a reading, some clarity on some things. And she was having a hard time finding somebody that she felt was ethical and qualified. So she put together a directory or a list, if you will, of people that she was coming along that were authentic. And she decided to grow that website so that other people could easily and quickly find someone that was reputable. Of course, there are lots of people that are reputable that aren't on the site, such as yourself, and you know, and so, but it's just a place that people can go to find someone, and that's out in the general population that might not know where to turn, because you see things on TV and you see all these things everywhere, and not everybody is really tuned in or tapped in the way that they say they are. And so that's how that site started. But what's incredible about the site is that she has a sister site attached to Best American Psychics called Best American Healers. And she also has a group of healers that have been put together. The cool thing about both sites is that she has some very prominent figures that are out there. Like, most people have heard of Michelle White Dove and Allison Hayes. Allison Hayes is also known as the Rock Girl, and she has several other people that are fairly well known that have that believe in her site and that are supporting and backing her. So it's a place that somebody can go to find. They can find a tarot reader there, astrology, numerology, all different kinds of healers. There are many psychics and mediums, people who connect to the angels, people who channel. And so there's just, if you're looking for some kind of spiritual guidance or need a reading, it's a great place to find somebody that works for you there.
Absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, and you must be honored, the two of you, to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, over the moon, honored. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to go to my friend Lynn, because I know Lynn has just called in. So I want Lynn to just come on and just to talk to us a little bit about the that advert I played there. So let me just bring Lynn on. Hi, Lynn. Are you there with us? As soon as I press this button, you might be. Hi, Lynn.
Hiya.
How are you
doing?
Can you
hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
All right. Lovely. Thanks for inviting me on, Mike.
That's okay. The pleasure is all ours. Well, Lynn, you know, why don't you enlighten us more about this e-petition?
Well, basically, I've got a lot of insight into mental health because I've got a son that's 40 years old, but mentally he's 15, and he's suffered with paranoid schizophrenia and a personality disorder since he was 18. And I know how these new government assessments are going to affect people like my son next year. Basically, a lot of people with schizophrenia can work and do work, but there are many, many forms of schizophrenia, and unfortunately, he's got one of the worst ones that there are. It's a very unpredictable illness. He never knows how he's going to be from one day to the next. He can't sort of use public transport because of his paranoia. He thinks people are looking at him all the time, bless him. So he has to rely on taxis to go and get his shopping or to go anywhere, or if he needs to go anywhere with friends, you know, they take him, he has to give them petrol money. Basically, they need their disability living allowance to be able to help them have as near a normal life as is possible. And many of them haven't got a voice. They're very, you know, disadvantaged with these tests, and it's going to be a panel of people that are going to be commissioned by the government that are not actually, you know, they're not doctors or psychiatrists, and they'll have little insight into the kind of mental health problems that they're going to be faced with when interviewing these people. So, you know, there's huge worries. There's already
And then if I can just cut in there, because I would imagine the stress that would put that person under, you know, like your son, having to be assessed by people that he doesn't know, he's never seen before. I would imagine that stress is going to be tremendous upon him, isn't it?
Well, it will be. And the other problem is, of course, a lot of mental health sufferers don't believe they are ill. My son thinks everybody else is ill. He doesn't think he's ill. He thinks everybody else is. So he could go in there and come across as actually quite cocky and, you know, tell him where to go because of, you know, his problems. It's not that he means to. It's just the way his illness is. And, you know, he would feel insulted if they suggested he had got a problem and he wouldn't let me go. And a lot of people, other people wouldn't let carers go. And a lot of people, of course, haven't got carers to go and represent them or help them. So it's very, very worrying. And, you know, these are the most vulnerable members of our society that the government are going to be targeting, who often haven't got a voice or a strong enough voice to be able to cope with this and say how their illness affects them. So I've started this petition about 3 weeks ago now, and we've still only got 546 signatures, and we need at least 50,000, at least 50,000. And I'm quite surprised that people on Facebook, you know, amongst my friends, Colin's friends, haven't signed, more people haven't signed, because, but there again, you see, people, unless they're affected directly by it, they've got little understanding.
Of course, yeah, I was going to say that, you know, because if people don't understand what it is, you know, and, you know, another thing I find is, well, people are quite frightened of clicking links onto Facebook. And you know, I, for one, I'm probably the same, you know, I'm guilty of that. You know, I think, you know, and you do kind of shy away from it. But, you know, I can honestly say, hand in heart, I've been on to the, I've clicked the link, I've been on there, I've signed it, and, you know, repeatedly asked people to sign as well, because I think of what you're doing is absolutely perfect, is absolutely spot on, and let's, you know, let's give people a voice that haven't got that voice, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah, because there's a lot of people who haven't got anyone. They haven't, you know, families have given up on them, sadly, or they've just got no family. And, you know, the wider implications of what the government are doing is actually huge, because if they lose their disability living allowance, what will happen next is the benefits agencies will say, oh, well, you know, you don't qualify for DLA anymore, so you must be fit to work. And if they force people like this back to work, they're not going to be able to cope, so they'll give up the job because they can't cope. It's making them ill, and they will have lost their benefits because they've gone back to work. And then if they give the job up voluntarily, they won't get the benefits back. They won't get the housing benefit back. They'll become homeless on the streets and more, even more vulnerable. And, you know, the consequences of all this is terrifying to me, because I've got, as I say, a lot of insight. And I've, you know, also trained in counselling many years ago and dealt with a lot of people. It's just appalling, and, you know, I'm disgusted that the government are doing this, and we've got to try and stop it.
Of course. So the only way to stop it is to get this e-petition signed by at least 50,000 people, and then you can take that to the government, I suppose.
Well, it will be heard in the Commons, I gather, then. It's got to reach a certain amount of signatures before they'll even consider it.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of background work going on. I'm writing to a lot of MPs and different people trying to, you know, well, use my own case with my son as an example of what can happen and why they can't work, and, you know, how this is going to affect them detrimentally. And, of course, the other thing, it's going to place a huge burden on carers, because we'll be having to face the, you know, provide money that we can't afford to, often pensioners, you know, to try and help our children or loved ones.
Of course.
So it's having a knock-on effect with carers, parents as well.
So, you know, I urge everyone that's listening or even going to listen back in the archives to the show to go on. I mean, the link is in my Facebook, Mike Davis Medium. Come and join us, sign the petition. And where else is the link? I know it's in Colin Fry's Facebook. And where else can people find the link?
Well, it's in mine, Lynn Blackmore. I'm not in the public search, but they can find me on Your Friends, because I'm on Your Friends. And there's a number of people that are sharing the link, and it is 100% safe. And people must also confirm the email they send. You just click on that, and that registers your signature. Otherwise, it won't be counted. And I think a lot of people are forgetting to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, thank you, Lynn, for coming on, and thank you for taking the time, because I know that you're a very busy lady with all what's going on in your life, and I do thank you for coming on to the show today and speaking about it. But, you know, I will keep pushing this as much as I possibly can, and I thank you for giving us your time today.
Well, thank you very much for your time and your support, and also to Colin Fry. Thank you very much, Mike.
Sure. Thank you very much, Lynn.
Bye.
Bye now. Bye. Okay, I know that we still have our guests here with us, Leanne and Christine. Hi, Leanne and Christine.
Hi.
Okay, are you going to be signing the C petition for us?
Oh, I would love to. Yeah, absolutely.
I hope so. You know, if you go over to my Facebook page, Mike Davis Medium, that's, you know, you have to scroll down a little bit, but I will put it at the top of the page again, maybe later on. Actually, I'm going to do it right now as we speak, because I'm there. And so if I share it to my wall, I'm not very good at stuff like this, but I'm going to try and see what happens. There we are.
Are we able to share it as well? So we can
certainly you can.
Yeah, I'll put that on my Facebook page too.
So let's all share it and see, you know, if we can get a few more signatures there for you know, these poor people, because I know that there are poor people that need our help. But, you know, let's get on with today's show. As I said, you know, everybody can go onto my Facebook, Mike Davis Medium, then go onto Christine's Facebook, Leanne's Facebook, and Colin Fry's. There's lots of it now going out there, and I hope that it starts to snowball. And very, very soon that you know, that they will have all those signatures that they need. So, okay, so let's get on with today's show. And I know that we've got lots of people in the call-in list here already. So let's get straight on with it. I was going to play a piece of music to ease us in gently, but I think, you know, I feel comfortable between the two of you. So let's just get on with it, is it?
Awesome.
Okay, and let me introduce you. Leanne, are you going to go first?
Doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
Either, whatever, it's your show.
we'll let Leanne break it.
Don't be hand over to the guest first. Okay. What we'll do, Leanne, Christine, then me. I think we'll sit that way and it'll be nice and comfortable. So, Leanne, let me introduce you here to Rosemary. Hi, Rosemary. Are you there with us? Hi, Rosemary. Rosemary, are you there with us?
Uh-oh, did I scare her away?
May of.
Oh, okay. Right. Hello.
Rosemary, I was just going to put you back on hold there.
Okay.
Okay, let me introduce you to Leanne. Leanne, this is Rosemary. Rosemary, where are you calling from?
I'm Clearwater, Florida.
Wonderful. Well, I'm due to visit Florida in about 9 weeks, so I hope that the sun's going to be shining there. But let me hand you over to Leanne, and I'm sure that she will give you a wonderful reading there.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Rosemary. How can I help you today?
Hi, Lynn. I didn't really have a particular question. I'm interested to know if you see me moving from Florida next year.
I do see you moving. It's funny that you said that. And I also have a gentleman in spirit that comes forward for you. He has a thinner-looking face, which makes his nose look like it comes out a little bit, but it's not necessarily a big nose. And he wore these glasses, and I can see the wire rim coming around his ears. And so that shows me that his hair was shorter, so I can see the glasses coming around his ears. Do you understand this man?
Yeah. Do you get names? Has he given you names?
Sometimes I get names. Sometimes I get names. So on the radio, sometimes I try to go a little faster. But what he's helping me to see this move for you, and I see you moving northward. So you're taking a move up northward. There is a chance for two moves for you coming, he says. Going north and then another move from there. And for some reason, I know you live near the water now because you're in Florida and everywhere's near the water in Florida, but you're going up north and then there also might then be a move towards the water once you head up north. Do you understand that?
Yes. I mean, I don't know, you know, any more than that, but that's what I feel that I'll be moving. And I don't, at the moment, I have no intention. I like where I live, but it seems that's where I'm going to be heading. So, okay, thank you so much.
You're going to like where you the second place that you moved to, sweetie, and they keep giving me the month of November. So either there's something with this gentleman that's connected to the month of November, or he's sharing that more will be revealed to you or a move coming forward in November. I'm just not quite sure which one that is. So just kind of hold on to that idea of the month of November
for you. Not this November.
It might be connected to this man, November, his birthday, his crossing over date, because he's bringing up November. Or it could be at a November time frame is when you're going to be hearing about moving or making those plans. But right.
Okay.
No, but you're in control of this. There'll be a want and a desire around moving for you. And is there a gentleman connected to you also that drives a truck, a man that's alive now in your life that drives a truck for some reason? Because they're showing me a gentleman standing next to you and not in spirit form. He's alive and that drives a truck.
Actually, it's my next door neighbor.
Oh, okay. I just want you to be on the lookout for that because there's something coming in closer for you about this gentleman that drives a truck.
Yeah, I don't want a relationship with him, but he's been very helpful to me since I've been here.
Oh, okay, great. And I don't know if this is somebody else coming in for you then. So just kind of watch to see how that goes. And he also just may be integral in helping you out with some other things around what's going on for you.
Okay.
Great. Well, I hope that helps, Rosemary.
Yes, it did. Thank you so much, Leanne.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
Okay, well, thank you, Rosemary, for calling. And remember, if you want to have a copy of your reading, please download the archives on MikeSpirit.fm to have that copy. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Mike. I've enjoyed it. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, bye. Okay, and let's go back to the phone lines. I do believe that we have Sandra online with us. Sandra, are you there with us?
I sure am. Thanks for taking my call.
The pleasure's all mine. Sandra, can I ask you where you're calling from, first of all?
I'm calling from New York.
From New York. Absolutely wonderful. And in New York, is the weather nice?
The weather is. It's a little gray, but it's decent. We're hanging on to it.
Well, we've had a little sunshine here today, so, you know, it's been nice. Let me hand you over to Christine, and I'm sure that Christine will give you a nice reading there.
Excellent. Thank you.
Here.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you, Christine. How are you?
I am absolutely fabulous. Thank you so much. And
fantastic.
What was your question today?
Well, my question is about love. I'm hoping you can give me something good about the one.
The love guru. They're bringing down. They're bringing me somebody forward right now that you already know. Are you already in touch with this individual you may have feelings for?
No.
Okay,
there's no one.
This person you have met or you're going to meet really, really soon is they're bringing him forward right now as you speak. I would say he's about, he's not even quite 6 foot. I'm going to say about 5'8"-ish. He's going to be in his mid-40s, maybe early 50s. I don't know if that's too old for you, but that's what they're showing me. It's not work-related. You're going to run into him if you haven't already met him through a friend. So, and it feels like you've already laid your eyes on him before. So he's going to come forward again. And it's through a friend. So I don't know if that's ringing a bell with you, but if it doesn't, think about it.
No, it's definitely not ringing a bell. There's nobody that I'm interested in that I've met previously.
That you've met. Then it's going to happen really soon. So keep your eyes open. It's going to be somebody, and it's going to be through a friend of yours. Could be a work colleague or could be a friend. But you will be meeting this individual. I don't feel like it's going to be a whirlwind relationship right away. It's going to be something that you guys are going to have to take slowly. But you're going to have a lot in common. You like to travel?
Yes.
Because this individual also likes to travel, and that he does travel.
Okay.
So that's going to. You guys are going to have that in common. Eli's definitely shown me a bright light, and that's telling me it's close. This is going to happen probably this summer. So really keep your eyes peeled.
Okay. I'll keep my eyes peeled.
And I want to tell you too, kudos to you, your heart chakra and also your throat chakra, I'm seeing very visible, really well right now, are very well aligned. So you're doing very well right now.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Your life is going pretty straight and narrow. There's not a lot of you know, vortex around you, energies or anything. So you're doing very well. Do you meditate?
I just, from time to time I do meditate. So not as frequently as I should, but I try to clean up my chakras as best as I can. And I kind of released a lot of old baggage with somebody that I dated 3 years ago. So I think I'm kind of at the time that I'm good. Like, I've released him, he's gone, that energy is gone.
You have. You're
but
doing
this guy sounds
well.
A little tiny bit too short for me. Even though I'm not picky, but
he's not very tall. I would say 5'8", which is taller than me. He's not quite 6 foot. And he's also got a receding hairline, so look for that.
Okay.
Kind of dark hair, kind of receding hairline. So look for that. Okay? And keep it up with your chakras. That you're doing great because your energy feels fabulous. So keep your eyes up, kiddo.
I definitely will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Sandra, for calling. And remember, if you want a copy of that reading in the archives, please come on over to Mike Spirit FM. We'll be able to have that copy. And I say thank you very much for calling. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines.
You know, Mike, I was just going to say, it sounded like Christina was describing Tom Cruise. And so hopefully he's single now, too.
Yeah, well,
you know,
that's right,
he's about 5'8", and he's got a little bit of a receding hairline now, and he's about that age. So I'm just saying, would she turn away Tom Cruise? I don't know.
Well, you know, you could be describing me there as well. You never know.
Yeah, you're coming to – oh, yeah. I don't remember where she lives, but I know you're coming to Florida.
Well, you never know. You never know.
You don't.
No.
That's right. And you like to travel, right? You like to travel, Mike.
Ooh. Oh, I do.
See? Uh-oh. I'm going to put it out there in the universe.
Put it out there, Lucy. What comes of it? Okay, let me go to the phone lines because I'm going all red and embarrassed now.
You're
Nancy. Hi, Nancy. You there with us?
Yeah, I am. Hi, how are you?
I am doing very well. Can I ask you where you're calling from, Nancy?
Illinois.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I'm calling in to see if I'm trying to find a new house and a new job, and I'm wondering if any changes are coming up.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do your reading today, okay, Nancy? And we'll see where we go. But my forte is to link to the spirit world, and I'll do that first for you and see what comes of that. Is that okay for you?
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Because I know that there's a lady that's just joined us here, and as I brought you in and I heard your voice, the lady certainly makes me aware that she connects there with you. Now, I know that this lady, when she passed home to the spirit world, she makes me aware that she slipped in and out of consciousness for a while before she passes there. She makes me aware that she would have been quite a nicely built lady before she passed home to the world of spirit. I certainly know that she makes me aware that she needed a little bit of help. A little bit of assistance, if I can say that there too, before she passes. But I know that she makes her way that, that she slipped in and out of consciousness for a while. She certainly connects there too within your mum's side of your family, because I feel I want to link to your mum's side. And, you know, certainly the way she comes in. Because I like to work on this way of they either come one side for mum or one side for dad, and she certainly comes up on your mum's side. So you understand who the lady is?
Yeah, I think I do.
Bless her, okay, because I know that she's come forward, and you know, as you're asking me these questions about is there any movement to do with your to do with your home and so on, there, you know, she says to me, you know, that you've put her out there so many times, you've been asking for it for so many times, you've been praying to wherever you pursue your God to be or the spirit world, you've been asking them, please make these changes because you need them so much in your life. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Good. Yes, it does.
Okay, because she says to me, I've been there and I've been listening to you. I understand you, okay? And she says to me that she's been trying to connect with you herself, trying to let you know that she's there. Now, if I went into your home, I know that she makes aware that there's things that attract you spiritually in your home. There's certainly like shadows that keeps going past you, and every time you look at it, it disappears. So I know that you have a connection with the spirit world yourself. Is that right?
Yes. Okay.
And she tells me that you've been getting yourself all worked up emotionally and over these conditions. Is that right?
Yes.
See, because she says to me that she's been seeing the tears there, and she's been aware of the upset and hurt, okay? Well, you know, she's just exactly the way she was before she passed us. She's in the spirit world. And I do believe I need to teach you what a loving energy that I have here with me. And she wants me to pass that energy on there through to yourself and let you know you're not alone in this life. And you have to stop feeling as if you are. So would you understand why I would say that to you at the moment?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Because she says to me, I need to be firm with you. And maybe she's asking the wrong one. But she says, be firm with her. You need to tell her she's not alone in this life. And you need to get that across, she tells me. Okay, so what's to do with the hospital now? Is it you that's going to the hospital or needs a visit? Or there's some tests that needs to be done?
Oh, you know what? Probably a neighbor. I've been visiting a neighbor there.
Okay, because I know that this test needs to be done, because she says to me, tell about the test, we know about the test. So again, it's her way of proving to you that she's been in your life, she understands
yep.
what's going on there, okay? And why did she talk to me about a feather? The most strangest things, that you know, and I get the most strangest things, I don't mind, I'll just give them to you as they come through. Have you not, like, I don't know, woke up to a feather by the side of your bed, or there's been a feather that's just fallen by your feet or something?
I don't know.
Okay. Can you just remember I've said that there to you? Because I know I'm seeing this feather that just floats down in front of me. And I know when this happens, it's her way of proving to me then, Nancy, that she's around your life. And she wants me to take this to you. Okay. So if it hasn't already happened, remember that I've said it to you. Okay. To bring this feather around. Okay. Now she says to me, come on, girl, chin up. Okay. Chin up. So there's obviously that you've been down, okay, and she wants me to say that you chin up, come on, it's time to walk on there with this, okay? She tells me to go to the October month. The October is important to you, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, because she says tell October is important, and she's going to enjoy the celebrations. So whatever the celebration is in October, know that this lovely lady in the spirit world wants to join you, okay? Does that help you a little bit?
Yes, it does.
Okay, well, I want to say that, Nancy, thank you very much for calling. And remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM, look in the archives, and that's where you'll be able to have a copy of today's reading. And, you know, come and join us on the Facebook pages on Mike Davis Medium or even MikeSpirit.fm on Facebook. Come and join us and keep connected. And I say thank you very much there, Nancy.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines, and I do believe we have Valerie on with us here. Valerie, are you there with us? Hi, Valerie. Okay, maybe Valerie is not there. Leanne, I think you're scaring them all off again.
I know, jeez.
You know, I think he was doing this last time. I think we won't go there. Okay,
come on, Valerie. Come on.
Last chance, Valerie, are you there with us? No, obviously not. Okay. Maybe Valerie is busy. I'm not going to hang up on Valerie. I'm going to keep her in the caller list, and maybe we'll come back to Valerie. So if you are listening, Valerie, don't worry. We will try and get back to you as soon as we can. But let's go to Nathaniel. Hi, Nathaniel, are you there with us?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Nathaniel. It seems to be a very busy show, but loving every minute of it there, Nathaniel. So can I ask you where you're calling from this year?
I'm calling from sunny California.
Lovely California. Okay, wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for there?
I wanted to see if you see a move or me selling my house or where you see me moving or anything like that.
Okay, well, let me hand you over to the lovely Leanne. I'm sure that she will enlighten and try and help you on that matter there. Leanne, it's all over to you.
Hi, Nathaniel. Nathaniel, you know me. I've done some readings for you on our show on Intuitive Connections. And yeah, sweetie, you are going to be selling your home. And it's actually quite important that you get that home sold, is what your mother's telling me. And she comes on the other side, and she's got that small waist. Who's left-handed? She's talking about somebody with a left hand.
Left hand. It could have been Sean Poole, but I'm not sure.
Okay. She's mentioning something about somebody with the left hand, but what she's giving me around for you is there's a connection with your brother. about this move are where you're going to be moving to. And so I would keep communicating with him and building that connection with him as your house gets sold. It looks to me like it's just like a matter of the right timing.
I just put it on the market, and it looks like I have two offers already. And
awesome.
And as soon as the bank approves it, I put for sale before Mercury went retrograde on the 10th, and what's today's the 15th, and I think as soon as I already have two offers, and
right.
There's a Keller Williams person, which is the one I'm selling with, you know, and they maybe have first choice, you know, because of the legal ramifications and maybe some of the monies too.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know if they'll have first choice, but do you see it selling in 2 or 3 months or?
Yeah, it will be. And wherever you're going to be more, you're going to be settled in by September. So as things can work out, you'll be settled in, moved in September. So that sounds just about right, towards the end of September, perhaps. And
do you see me moving very far?
Connected.
Is it 50 miles or 500 miles? Or will it be up with my brother?
I still feel you're going to be in California for a while. And then there will be a move. They keep showing me Arizona. And so know that you're going to stay in California for a while. They're showing me, it looks like 2 to 3 years. And then I see a move towards Arizona. Yeah, it's Arizona. It's Arizona, they're saying. It's Arizona. They're like saying, no, just own it. So it's Arizona. But you're still going to be in California for a period of a few more years. It could be that you're living with your brother because your mother keeps saying there's a connection here with your brother. So either your brother gets you into a place to live or you stay with him for a period of time before your own place. And this is all before Arizona. And so and wherever you move to, there more of your music comes into play here with this.
Yeah.
And be looking out for that person with the left hand. So see which realtor might have a left hand or a person has a left hand. Because she keeps saying, like, you'll know this person has is left-handed. So that's kind of such an odd thing.
I always notice it, though. When someone's left-handed, I see them writing with their left hand. I always know which is your left or, you know, when someone starts writing with their left. Is
okay.
that a person of interest? Is that like someone I'm going to marry? Or
it feels more like this is connected around your home and moving.
Okay.
So I was, when she first was giving it to me, I was wondering if this was you or it was her or your brother, because she showed me you and your brother, and she's here in the equation. And so if it's not, it's going to be connected to the home because that's what your question was. And so she's very bright, and so she would connect that in there for you. And she wants to send forward a lot of love for you, too, at this time. But she goes back, and she wants to say one more time, communicate, connect in with your brother, because he's going to be supportive in your move and where you go. I have a feeling you're going to be closer to your brother. So that's what I keep sensing. It feels like you're going to be moving closer to him. And she says work also. The connection with him and getting some work so that you can really get a little bit more situated before he moves. Now, your brother, I'm picking up a woman around your brother that your mom wants to acknowledge. So I'm picking up this would be his wife or a daughter.
Well, both. Michelle's wife passed about 8 months ago, and then there's another Chinese girl named Mary, and then there's another, his daughter that's about 35, Julie.
She's referencing the crossing over, and that there's just, I feel that her energy isn't quite settled yet, his wife's, but that she's watching over her, and she has crossed his wife, and that she's just going through an adjustment, his wife. So with her.
Thing to say that she's just adjusting now to some of the realities.
She's good. She's on the other side. She had a sickness or an illness, correct?
Yes.
Okay. That part of that trauma that she went through with that illness is what she's dealing with as she's crossed onto the other side. But she's definitely crossed over. Your mother wants to bring that up. And your mother's there for her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so she's fine. Your
Thank
brother.
You. I wondered what was going on the other side, because I didn't know. I know that she had a lot of, you know, she told a lot of people that they were going to hell in life, you know, because they weren't living the life of the Lord.
Yeah, and she's, you know, I'm sure she's over there amazed. She's not telling me this, though, but I'm sure she's over there amazed that everybody made it to heaven. Everybody's in heaven.
Yeah.
So, everybody who wants to be, in other words.
Hey, well, sweet. That's so special.
Yeah. Thank you, Nathaniel, for calling us. Always great to talk to you.
Well, it's great to talk to you. You don't know.
Yeah, so you're going to be just fine. This is all going to work out. And finally, that house is going to sell and you can move forward.
I don't know. It's only been on market for a few days, so I'm just happy that, I cleaned it up so fast because I didn't even hardly, you know, I've been trying to sell it for long. I knew what to do and... I don't know. It's already going to be, like, hopefully the lockbox is going to come off and everything here when the sale gets approved. You think that'll be in a couple of weeks or a couple of days? Or?
Yeah. And you'll be more settled by September. So I think you'll know fairly soon. They're working their deals and things like that, and you'll be signing paperwork soon because I see you signing paperwork. So in about a month, I think you'll know the direction it's going. By September, you'll have things worked out, and this part of your journey will finally be cleared out and done for you.
It's been a couple of years where I kind of been stuck here.
Yeah, but, you know, not in a bad way necessarily.
No, but I
work out right. You're good to go.
But I didn't know, and I guess this the sale, like my mom says, I really need to sell the home, and I think she's right.
She's working on that with you, yeah. So
but
it'll be
so
fine.
Much, you know, before I try to sell it, it has all these amenities, you know, to it, where I've replaced all the doors and windows and put travertine tile throughout the house. And I have Venetian plaster and a Corian countertop and stuff, and people, you know, it really
they're ready to take it over, yeah. So you're good. This is going to sell. You're going to be fine, sweetie.
They loved it. Awesome. If I never fixed it up and made it to where someone would really want it, someone would really want it now.
Yeah. Isn't that the way it goes? Yeah.
Where
yeah.
it paid off, even though it's it's a different kind of sale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Oh, you're so welcome. Yeah, let me know how it goes.
I will. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye,
Nathaniel. Thank you, Nathaniel. And remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM to have a copy of that reading in the archives. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Oh, thank you.
No problem at all. So, bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. I do believe I have Suzanne here. Suzanne, are you there with us?
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
The pleasure's all mine, Suzanne. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Long Island.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
What do you see with my love life?
Okay, let me hand you over to the wonderful Christina, okay? I'm sure that she'll be able to help you as much as she can with that. Christina, it's all over to you.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
Call me the love guru today. Here we go.
Yeah, you're getting all the love questions.
I love the love. I like spreading the love. Long Island. Wow, Long Island. Let me see what I can get. Eli, if you could pull something in. Eli's telling me there's not going to be a gentleman coming your way it looks like it's going to be maybe a half year into maybe the beginning of 2013, there will be a gentleman coming your way. This gentleman will be an acquaintance through your work. So are you are currently employed, correct?
Well, I'm working in the summer. I'm looking for something for September.
You're going to have a job. And this individual you're going to meet through your work. And it looks like it could be even 6 months down the road. It's just a little ways down, a little farther. But you're
really?
Definitely going to meet it.
I had a blind date last week, and he's supposed to call. We're supposed to meet this Saturday night. And then I met someone dancing last night, and he took my number down.
The one that you've already had the date with, you didn't feel a great connection with this one, did you?
No, but he's going to call.
No. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, you guys, he could call, whatever. There's just not that connection. You didn't have that spark. This individual that is coming to you, you will have a spark. It'll be an instant.
Should I date the guy that I met last night?
It's fine, yes. You could date. If you're talking about just dating, that's a different thing. That's having fun, going out, getting to know somebody, being their friend, whatever. A serious relationship?
is
coming.
What
about the one last night that I met?
No.
Cool.
Eli's telling me no. These are not serious relationships. These are more just going to be friendships, somebody to hang out with, you know, just companionship.
Is he
going to
call me? Is he going
to
call
me? You know, he has free will to do that. Eli's telling me there wasn't a spark.
No, there
on
was.
His side
there
either.
Was. Yeah, there was.
Eli's saying, okay, that's fine. You know, you have free will, and you know, but Eli's telling me no, there wasn't the spark. There's just not going to be this love affair between the both of you. This is what he's telling me.
What about
that
the
your
person?
Love?
Real quick, the person in the past, his name begins with an S. I've seen him since January. He was a friend, but more than a friend. Is that good? What about that one? There's spark there, but I don't know.
There could be possibly a spark there, but Eli's dead fast on telling me right now that there is a gentleman coming that is going to be this huge love affair that you deserve. And he's coming about, I'm going to say, 6 months down the road, and you will have met him through your work. I don't know if he's going to work with you. I don't feel like he's going to work with you, but you'll meet him through work.
Do you know anything, his age or what he looks like?
Between 40s, I would say the same as the last one. I would say late 40s to early 50s.
Okay.
Very established gentleman. This will be a professional gentleman. Very established. And he will have a family. He will have kids. But he's divorced.
And is he cute?
Yes. Going to be very handsome, just like you. You're a cutie patootie as well, because he's shown me that you're very cute, you're very bubbly, and you have that personality that men are attracted to. But you deserve that love affair, somebody to love you and take care of you, and you have a lot in common and all that fun, neat stuff. That's coming. These other individuals that you know now, no, it's just great friendship, great companionship, but it's not that love affair that you deserve. The love affair you deserve is coming. It's coming about a half a year down, so 6 months, and it's going to be through a work. And I don't believe you will work with him. I believe you will meet him at work. It is coming. Eli will not steer me wrong.
Now, do you see me getting a job in September?
Yes.
Or finding out about it in August? I'd have to find out in August or September.
Yeah, there's a job coming your way. It's going to be a pretty stable job. And you're going to like it, actually, too.
Do you know when I'm going to find out?
By end of summer, you should know something. You should be working at this place by the end of summer, is what he's showing me.
Well, I'm working there now at the middle school, but the summer school ends August 10th, and then there's no school till beginning of September.
Yeah,
but I don't.
You're going to be going to work. I see a lot of papers around you, so whatever it is you do, there's paper. So I don't know if you're going to be a receptionist or if you're a school teacher, exactly what you are, but he's showing me you are at a desk and there's a lot of papers. So I don't know if this makes sense, but keep your eyes open because this is what he's showing me, and you will be working.
Great.
By September, you will have a job that's like, okay, this is my job now. This is what I'm going to do.
Well, I'm a teacher age. I'm wondering
for you. You're probably going to get a permanent teaching position then, because that's what he's showing me. This is going to be a steady job. And this
I'm a teacher aide.
Well, you're definitely going to, it's all coming for you. This is your year. Actually, he's telling me, your year is 2013. There's going to be a lot of changes for you. With all this retrograde and everything going on, your year is 2013. I would suggest you go get an astrological chart read. Do you know anybody that can do that? Or you can go on Blog Talk and look it up. Blog Talk Radio, there's a lot of shows. I suggest you do that because you have a lot of changes going on right now with you in your life. You're going to go into this whole new transformation in your life, and it's going to be in 2013. And I would really suggest you have your astrological charts read. I think that would really behoove you. That would be really good for you. Look into that. It's not very expensive, and if you do it on Blog Talk, you can get a mini one done for free, and that'll kind of give you an idea of where you're at because there's a lot of changes in your energy. A lot.
Probably moving to before I know. Who knows?
Yeah. I think there's a lot. I don't think I know. Is Eli's actually telling me this? There's a lot of changes going on with you, and you're going to fall into them beautifully. Your energy and everything is great. But he is nudging me to let you know, get your astrological chart read. It's very important that you do that.
All right. Well,
okay?
Thank you so much.
If you're in the chat room, there are some really good. Somebody, I believe Mike has given me www.robertphoenix.com. Robertphoenix.com, maybe look that up.
All right.
So, as you are, Leanne said it, you're on a spiritual journey, and it's just really going to take off for you. So
great,
I know.
I have a feeling I'm going to get
a lot of changes.
Friend and my son all in next year.
yeah, there's a lot going on in 2013 for you, so you need that little bit of boost with your astrological chart read. But everything's going your way. You're going to handle it beautifully. These men that you're seeing now are not your, I don't really like this word, but your life mates.
Well, that's okay. As long as I date until I meet the person.
Exactly. Have some fun and date. I did that until I met the love of my life. I mean, we all could do that. But
and can I don't want to take too much time, but do you see my son coming back to me in a year or two then?
I actually see you moving with a son or moving on, moving along forward in your new life in 2013 with a young gentleman with you. And that's got to be your son.
He's 11. He lives with his dad now.
Yeah. Yeah. I see him with you in 2013. Whether or not you have full custody, he's not telling me that, but you will be with your son because you're not going to be taking this journey alone. This young man will be with you.
Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Okay, thank you, Suzanne, for calling. And remember coming over to Mike Spirit FM to have a copy of that reading. Okay, I think we're going to go to a short break here, ladies. Give ourselves a little time to breathe. I know I've been playing this song. Well, you know, I've done two other shows last week. I've done a wonderful Oscar show and Andrew show because they was off jet setting around the world. And I was playing this lovely song. And I thought, you know, I have to play that on my show because it's an absolutely amazing song. And, well, I think the words are so true in it. So let me press this and see what happens.
Smell the wine and cheap perfume.
Oh, wonderful. You know, I absolutely adore that song there. Well, welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live here in Blog Talk Radio, live on Spreaker, live on GH Talk Radio, live on just about as many places as we can possibly get. And you're all welcome to be here, and I have my wonderful guests on here with me today. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
You doing okay?
Hi.
Yeah, you're
perfect.
Okay? Good.
I'm perfect.
Doing great.
Good, good. Okay. Well, you know, the switchboard is still flashing in front of me and it's still full. So should we go back to the phone lines?
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Okay, let's do it. You know, I was just looking at a chat room and a great friend of mine, Christine, you know, I was on his show last week, you know, absolutely fantastic. You know, I can't type in the chat room. For some reason, I can't type in there. I know that my producer's come in there, no fault of his own, bless his heart. I think he signed in under where I was, and it kicked me out. So I'm kicked out of my own chat room. How wonderful is that?
You just have to go press the stuff again, and you can go back in.
Well, I don't want to do anything because I might knock her off because, you know, the day I'm having today and the week I've been having, I'll probably knock everybody out of the chat room and they'll all be all mad at me. So it's easier if I just done chat in the chat room. My producer's in there and I'm sure that he'll, you know, take care of everything. Even though he's not producing tonight, I am. So, you know, thumbs up to me and doing it all and the way I love it. But that's fine. But no, Spiritual Journeys is Christine Matthews, a wonderful friend of mine. And, you know, her show will be on today, right after this one, on Spiritual Journeys, and a wonderful show. But let's get back to the phone lines here. I do believe that I have Valerie there with me. Valerie, hi, are you there with us? No, Valerie is still not there with us.
Mike, you're doing it too. You're
I know.
He scared her now.
Well, there's Christine Puzzle, you know what? The bricklayer side of me comes out now and again.
Yeah.
Let's go to Charlene. Hi, Charlene, are you there with us?
I am, thank you. Hi, you guys.
That's okay. How are you doing this?
I'm a little anxious, but I'm well. I'm well, thank you.
Good. Okay. Can I ask you where you're calling from there, Charlene?
Yes, I'm in Surrey, British Columbia, in Canada.
Oh, absolutely wonderful. Okay, well, what was the reason that you called in for here today?
Love. There's a man I'm seeing that love of my life, and sometimes our communication gets waylaid and or interferences from other circumstances. So just looking what's picked up on future for him and I.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm not going to hand this over to the love guru tonight. I'm going to try this one myself. Is that okay?
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Thank you.
I didn't mean that, Chris. I really didn't. But, you know, as I said prior on the show, first things first, I'll make a link to the spirit world and see where they go. Is that okay?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. See, as I've got my communicator that steps in here, you know, I feel I want to sit upright in my chair and be, you know, very professional here, I feel, as if I need to be. And you know, very smart. And I feel that in my appearance, you know, it's almost like there's certainly a gentleman, may I add, there's a gentleman here with me. And he makes me feel as if I want to be very smart in my appearance, very business-like, if I can say that there to you. I believe that this man would have been involved in some kind of business, whether it was his own or somebody else's, I don't know. But I know that I was involved in some kind of business here. I do believe that he links just outside of your family, if I'm honest there with you, because I know that there's a connection, but I don't feel it's that strong of a connection, okay? I know when he passes on to the spirit world, it was instant because he makes me aware that he was here in 1 minute, and then the next minute he went straight on to the spirit world. His transaction was that quick of when he passed. I do believe that I want to settle around my chest. Maybe around my heart is how I want to say that this man would have passed on to the spirit world. And incidentally, I want to say to you that he's not all that old as he passes. I know that he would be maybe around his mid-50s, I want to say, or maybe a bit earlier, maybe his early to mid-50s. Do you understand why I have this, Charlene?
I do not. No, I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, please don't be sorry, because I'll work with him and see what he is has to say there. Now, he tells me that you know, in your life at the minute, that you do feel quite content with your partner. Is that right?
Yes.
Excluding the bits that, you know, that you're saying there about the, you know, that sometimes we don't really see eye to eye with things. Now, if I said to you that this has been something that's been occurring over the last 2 days, would that make sense to you?
Okay, yeah.
And would I be right in saying that you feel sometimes you'd like to have a little bit more support of him because that's where you feel it's lacking? Does that make sense there?
Yes, it does.
Okay. See, this gentleman obviously knows you because he's the one that tells me this information. Okay. So please spend a little thought on him. Okay. As I said, I believe he's just outside of family. Maybe like, I don't know whether he was like a neighborly link or a friendship link or maybe a work colleague. I don't know. But I know that he links there somewhere. And he's the one that tells me about that, you know, over the last few days, you feel as if you needed a bit more support. Now, if I say to you that you've kind of laid the law down as in such, would that make sense there to you?
Yes.
Okay, and it's like I'm waiting for a reaction, isn't it?
Well, at least a response.
Because I know I'm waiting for a reaction, and like, you know, it's so hard to achieve a reaction out of him, isn't it?
Sometimes.
And, you know, it feels like, certainly as if I want to bang my head against a brick wall here, okay? You know, he sounds a little bit like me. I don't do reactions if I can help it because it's easier not to. And I don't mean it that way. But I feel that's what I want to put around you, that, you know, without me sounding offensive, and you know, and please don't do this, but it's like as if I want to shake him. So I know that's what you've been feeling, is if you want to shake him, to come on, man, wake up a bit. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. See, you know, I know that the question you asked me of the future, what do I see there for you, okay? You know, I do see that, you know, it's not going to end right now, okay? So you need to take that thought out of your mind, because I know that that's been a thought that's been in your mind, okay? Because he seems to be a little bit more off now than what he usually is. Does that make sense there, Joe?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I want to say that, you know, we need to kind of give him a bit of time, because he needs to absorb it all in, okay? And as he absorbs it all in, I believe that then is when you're going to get your reaction. I don't believe there's any bad reaction, far from the word, but it's like, okay, I'm ready to talk now. And I believe that's what I want to say around you. So I know that in the long term, you know, things are going, they will be going well. They are going well at the minute. But, you know, it's whatever you like to do, it's to do with something or someone younger than you? Do you understand of that?
This has to do with someone younger than me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. See, again, that's what the gentleman says to me. He says, you know, it's down to somebody younger than them, okay? And so, you know, it's like I'm torn between two energies, okay? And I believe that's where he feels he is. He just needs time to adjust, okay? And I do see as if your pathway is going to change. It's going to become a lot better there for you, okay? Not just for you, but for the two of you. And I believe that I want to see that you know, and without me sounding offensive, please don't think I'm going to be, because I'm not, okay? But, you know, sometimes you kind of need to take that first step and say, well, come on, let's talk about it, okay? And have a sensible conversation. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Good, okay. Now, I don't know where your mum is, whether she's here or in the spirit world, but I certainly have a lady here, and please don't tell me, because I know I have a lady here that joins me, and I know that this lady would have been in the hospital of when she passed, because I know I'm hearing machines that beeps in the background, which tells me the hospital passing there. I certainly know with her as well that she makes her way that she was there for some time. So I know that she would have been in the hospital for some time before she passed. I know that she makes her way that her body gave up on her. You know, bless her, I know it's almost like as if one thing at a time. It's almost like as if one, whether it's organs or something. But I know one thing shut down, then another shut down, then another shut down. I believe that's the way it went towards the end of her life until she passed home to the spirit world. Do you understand why we have with me there?
I believe so.
Okay, good. Because I know that she joins us here. Because, you know, I am saying to them, come on, I need somebody to come close that this lady would understand. And, you know, bless her, she just steps in. She's so slow and so gentle as she steps into the vibration. I know that she just wants to blend her vibration there with yours. And just to say to you, you know, I want to put my arms around you. I just want to hold you. You know, and it's a lovely word that we use here in Wales. It's called a cutch. And that's when somebody puts their arms around you and holds you tight. I don't know why we call it a cutch. It's I suppose a silly word, really, but I know that that's what I want to do. I want to just hold you tight, and that's from this lady in the spirit world there. She wants to do that and just say to you, come on, girl, we can move on from this, okay? Do you understand of that?
Okay.
Good. Okay. Does that help you a little bit there?
It does. Yeah, it does. So do, he plans a future with me then? That's, you pick that up from him?
Most definitely, because I know that the future between you is together, okay? But you need to give him time to adjust. Time to adjust to the I want to say sharp words, but I'm reluctant to say it. But,
okay,
you know, what's gone on over the last few days or few weeks, I know it's been, you know, he needs time to adjust. Okay, I'm just going to leave it there. Is that okay for you?
That's fine. So he's not leaving. Okay. Yeah, that's perfect. And just FYI, there was a bit of an issue with my family, with him. That's,
yeah,
you know, really causing him a lot of headache in every way. So that's...
You know, as I said, you know, sometimes you need to be the bigger person and say to him, hey, come on, together, we can do it.
Yeah.
Okay, and I know that sometimes that you have difficulty with that because, you know, well, you know, sometimes they need to stand on their own 2 feet. But, you know, I need to say to you, sometimes you need to say, come on, we can do it together. And just show him that you're supportive of him. And I know that he will return that back to you tenfold as time goes on.
Thank you.
No problem at all. Well, remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM, where you will have a copy of that reading in the archives. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Much love. Thank you both. Thank you.
No problem. Bye now. Bye. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines here. And I do believe that we're going to go to area code 619. Hi, area code 619. Can I take your name, please?
Oh, no. Are they not there?
Nope, another one that's not there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, six.
Come on, people, say hello.
Don't answer me. Okay.
Hello.
Pop them back in the call list. Okay, I think it's Julianne.
Hello?
Oh, I think there was somebody. Hang on.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? That's area code 619.
That's me. Hello.
Hi. I was just about to put you back in the caller list, then I come back later. Can I take your name, please?
This is Ashley.
Ashley. Hi, Ashley. Well, you're live.
Hi.
On the air, Mike Davis, and my wonderful guests, Christine and Leanne there. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
From Southern California.
Absolutely.
Yay.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for?
You know, I would just love any kind of messages from a deceased loved one or spirit guide.
Okay. Well, I know it's Leanne's turn, and I'm going to hand you over to Leanne, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay?
Okay. Thanks.
Perfect.
Hi, Ashley.
The
first thing I get around you is a younger female. Now, that doesn't mean she's younger than you, but she's younger when she had crossed, and she says she crossed too soon. That's the first person that comes to you. Let me describe her a little bit to you. She had, at one point, longer, straight hair, and it's kind of, it appears like sandy. It's not blonde, but it's not dark, dark brown. Do you understand this person?
Yes, I do. I do believe
okay.
so.
Yeah. She just comes through, gosh. She wants to... Okay, so this is a little bit personal. You can tell me to stop if you want, but she's talking about a relationship that you currently have that's a little bit rocky. Do you understand that
like a,
part?
Like a loved one or a friend?
I feel it's like a love situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she wants you to know that that's going to be transitioning and changing for you and that you're getting stronger, more independent, you're standing more in your power. Things are going to be coming forward to you. She wants you to know that you're going to be okay, that you're going to be strong, and things are going to work out for your benefit, that you don't necessarily see the bigger picture right now, but she does. She wants you to know she's holding the energy for you and that you're going to be more than all right. Your life's going to get amazing and fantastic, and it's just right now isn't exactly the way that it's not at all what it looks like to be, she's telling me, going forward into the future, but there's some fear around you that things are going to get worse, but they're not. Things are going to get better for you. Do you understand that part?
Yeah.
Yeah. She wants you to know to trust, to hold on, listen to your gut, listen to the things that your gut's telling you, and that will not steer you wrong. Is there anything else that you want to know? Because I kind of feel like if I get more deeper into this, it's kind of personal, and I'm not sure perfect for the radio.
Oh, could I? Well, you know, I feel like I just got a backlash for not listening to my intuition with a girl that I met, like in a group of mom friends.
Okay.
And I wonder if she has any perspective on that, or my guides do, as to whether I made the right decisions.
Yes, and she says it's for you completely step away and step out. Don't participate in any drama. Don't participate in any kind of you don't really need to defend yourself. What she's showing me is, okay, thank you. You give somebody enough rope and they're going to hang themselves. And so that's what that person is going to do. You don't have to do anything.
Sadly, that's what I want. I'm not usually like vengeful or anything, but you know, I just feel like my reputation was so tainted from this woman, unfortunately.
However, it's all going to come back around full circle for you. And the less you do, the less you say, the less you participate, the easier this will actually be for you. People are going to discover on their own. This isn't the first time this has happened around this person. It's not going to be the last. And because of that, they will out themselves. And so for you, it'll just be a matter of just if somebody comes to you and asks something, just to reply very calmly and, with the truth. But you don't have to go out and defend yourself or explain yourself to people, because that will put people off in a sense, because what they're going to do is they're going to see for themselves about that, of what she does. Now, does she have a little girl that she puts hats on her head?
Yeah.
Okay. Because they keep showing me this.
Too.
I want to say, so they're wanting me to show that. You're going to have to do nothing in this regard. You just be yourself, and you just let things unfold for you. And just like they showed me, you give a person enough rope, she's going to hang herself. And the better you'll be, the less you say or do.
Okay. It really had me questioning my own, like, self, because my intuition said she was bad news from the first time I met her. So I need to really learn my lesson from this one.
Trust that. Right. Just like what they said earlier in situations, trust your gut. Things are getting better for you. Your life's getting ready to, you know, grow and expand. And there may be some difficult things to get through in the interim, but you're going to come out awesome. Yeah,
I had a dream that I was going to be rewarded for how I handled it, like, and that love is all that matters, kind of. Like, that was my message.
Yeah. See, there you go. Trust that side and do some journaling, because I kind of feel also around you with this is that you were actually a gift for her, that it was an opportunity for her to learn some lessons, and you're strong, and so this is an opportunity for her to stop that cycle, because things are going to come back to bite her in the butt, so to speak.
Okay, and it's okay that I want that to happen.
Yeah, you know, because we're all human, it really is.
Okay.
And I'm talking to myself right now, because I have been where you are, and it's okay even actually to spiritually curse around your house. Nobody has to hear it. You don't target it anybody. But it's important for us, because we are human, even though we're loving individuals, that we get that out of ourselves. We're human, so we're going to have pain. We're going to feel things, and it's going to hurt, and we're going to want for that person to learn that lesson because of the sting that it left with us. The thing about it for you is when it finally happens for her, you'll already be past it. You'll already have moved past that. So the glory or the feeling of, you got what you deserve or whatever, it won't taste as sweet to you at the time that it happens, because you will have moved past that, and you'll see that when it comes to it. And even maybe some journaling, talking it out. Sometimes I'll just pace around my house, because you'd be surprised, even in the spiritual community, people aren't so nice all the time, unfortunately. So just the more we can put light around somebody and love around somebody, the better off that we are. And she's going to move away from you because you're doing that, and she's going to do this again to others, and people will just see. And then they're going to start coming to you and asking you questions, and you just hold the light and recognize that she needs a lot of love, because she's lashing out in these ways because she's so insecure about herself.
So, yeah, it's amazing reading. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Oh,
exactly
welcome.
What I need. I was like licking my wounds all day today.
Yeah, and that's okay. You continue to do that. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just stay off the phone about it.
Yeah, I know. You're right. Okay.
Or Facebook or anywhere else. Yeah, just say, you know,
exactly.
But you can do it yourself. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I feel
much love to you. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for the message from my friend that passed when I was young.
Yeah. Oh, no problem.
I was just reading a book about her yesterday. So. I've been waiting for her to come.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Okay. Beautiful.
You're wonderful, Lillian. Well, thank you very much for calling in. And remember,
come
over to Mike Spirit FM. That's where you'll be able to find the archives and have a copy of that reading. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Always a great show.
No problem at all. Thank you very much.
Good night.
Bye now.
Good
night. Bye. Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I do believe I have... actually, I'm going to go to the Skype name. And, you know, I've been... a little bit giggling to myself because there's a wonderful Skype name, I must say. And it says, you know, and I'm going to say a little story first. You know, all week in work, we've had some bad weather. I've been off work some days, and I've been working half days. And the boys have been going, oh, this rain is doing our heads in. And I've been, what it is. And, you know, that's exactly what this Skype name is. It is what it is today. Absolutely perfect name. I should have that one myself. Hi, can I take your name, please? Hi, can I take your name, please?
It's Mary.
Hi, Mary, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, actually.
I must say, I like your Skype name, and I think I want to.
Well, thank you. There's actually more to that saying. It is what it is today, but it'll become what you make it.
Yeah, absolutely. Joe, that's exactly what I tell the boys at work. It is what it is, and you have to do what you feel you want to do today to make it right.
Exactly.
So can I ask you can I ask you your name?
Mary.
Mary, I already asked you that, didn't I? I was only testing you, Mary. That's all I was. can I ask you where you're calling from there, Mary?
California. I have to fess up. I'm Christina's wife.
You're Christina's
wife.
Yeah, her life partner.
Life
Mary.
Partner.
Mary.
Hi,
how
Leanne.
Are you? Love you.
I'm wonderful. Leanne is my cousin-in-law.
Ah,
yeah.
Right. Okay. I'm taking it out. I'm getting
Chris
there.
Is over here giggling in the background. So,
well, you know, there's okay. Well, I was going to hand you over to Christine, but I don't think that's wise, is it?
No, I'd actually like you to do a reading, actually.
Sorry?
I think I'd actually like you to do a reading.
Well, I was gonna take over from the love guru by you and then give the love guru my reading. So, okay, well, let me link to the spirit world, Mary, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
That's absolutely wonderful.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Do you know, I feel as if I'm being ganged up on now, three against one by you? Okay. Okay, I know I have a lady that's joining me here from the spirit world. And, you know, I know as she comes close, she makes her way that the end of her life, I know that she complained and she suffered a little bit towards the end of her life. She makes me aware that I want to say to you that she would have been, you know, confined and restricted because I know I want to see her sat down. I want to see her being as if I needed help. I needed lots of people around me to assist me. I'm not saying she couldn't get up because I don't believe she could have. I believe she would have been able to maybe go to the toilet or something. But, you know, I couldn't get too far. I was just around the home, I want to say to her. I know as I'm looking in her face that she makes me aware that she certainly seems to start to slim down because I know that I can see her face. And it slimmed down just a bit there before she passes. And, you know, I want to say that she believes that she was a nice age of when she left. Now, whatever the spirit world tells me, you know, I become stuck. I don't know what to say because, you know, I really don't know what a nice age is to pass. But she believes she was a nice age. And you know, she just believes it was her time to go of when she did. So do you understand of who I'm connecting with here?
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, I want to see, too, what a wonderful energy she is, because I know that as she joins me, you know, she just puts her hand out and she wants to just cross over my hand as she does that. So that tells me there that, you know, there would have been somebody there with her, bless her, when she passed on to the spirit world, because I know I can see her hand and it's like she wants to hold mine tight, yeah? So you would understand there would have been somebody there with her when she passed on to the spirit world.
Okay. That's a regret.
Sorry?
That's a regret that I have.
Of not being there, is it?
Okay. She passed alone.
Okay, that's fine, because I know she just offers out her hand to me and it's over mine. That's fine.
I think somebody helped her cross over.
Okay. Okay. Well, I know as she makes a connection here, okay, she wants me to say to you that, you know, that, as I said, that she's a lovely energy, and I believe in life that she would have been a very nice lady in this life when she was here with us. I believe she would have been the kind of person I could pour my heart out to her and it would be fine. I could tell her all my life's worries and it would be fine. She would sit there, she'd listen, and she would try and help me as much as she possibly could, because, you know, that's what she wants to do. God, she'd be here all night if I start, let me tell you. But I know that's what I want to do here with her. I just want to say to her, you know, about everything that's gone wrong and, you know, how everything is developing. And, you know, I want to say to you that it's like as if, you know, she was certainly aware of the spirit world herself there, wasn't she?
Yes.
Because she tells me that, you know, of what I'm doing, she absolutely adores of what I'm doing here. So that tells me that she would have had some kind of inner tuition herself. Now, I want to even stretch that and go as far as of she was able to make a link to the spirit world herself. Is that right?
I would imagine yes.
Okay. Because I know that's what she tells me, that she absolutely adores of what I'm doing now. Okay, now she tells me that as she's been around your life there, she says to me about wanting to kick myself. Why would she tell me about that you feel as if you want to kick yourself for some reason? Have you not, like, missed up on an opportunity or something?
Me?
Yeah.
I have a lot of regrets, because when she died, I had to leave. I couldn't watch. I couldn't stay.
Okay.
I had to leave.
So that's
where she passed up 30 minutes later.
Okay.
I did go back,
mm-hmm.
which I was very thankful, because she was no longer in pain and she was at peace, and you could see it in her face.
Yeah.
And I stayed with her until she went to the funeral home, and said goodbye to her then. So I have regrets about that, but I couldn't stay. But I don't think she would have wanted me to watch it.
Okay.
It was really bad.
You know what you're saying about that you went to the funeral home?
Mm-hmm.
She says to me there, just as you said that, she says, I know I was there, okay? And she says to me that it was then you was looking at her, okay? And she said to me about the tears rolling down your face at that point. You'd mm-hmm. understand of that, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And she said to me about it dripping, the tears were dripping down. So I don't know if their tears was dripping and they landed upon her or something, but she makes you aware of the tears, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, she says to me that she's been around your home for a long time. She's been there, you know, since she has passed. She frequently visits you there.
Yes.
And she talks to me about, you know, she makes your presence known around you. Do you understand of this?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And you know, now I've got photographs hanging up on my wall here, my studio, and she just wants to run past them and just move them all, you know, as if I want to, like, raise my hand up and just run past them and hit every single one of them as she walks past. So if I go into your home, you would understand that there's, like, you know, photographs that's, like, not lined up properly. They tilt into the one side or something. Would that make sense there to you?
Oh, yeah, they turn all the time in this house.
There we are, perfect. See, because that's what she tells me. It's like I want to just, you know, I'm not saying that she hits him off, far from it, but, you know, I just want to run past just to make you aware that she's there. So when this happens, please just send her a thought out there, Mary, because, you know, she's so close around you and she wants to... Why does she... she wants me to get mad now. Not mad at you, okay? Please don't get me wrong, but, you know, I want to, like... You know, if she had something to say... And she really want to express, she would want to get off her chest all the time, wouldn't she? And she would listen to me. Would that make sense to you with her?
Oh, yes.
Because that's what she's doing to me now. And it's like, she's saying, come on, boy, I want to talk to you. And she says to me, you know, you need to get it off your chest like she would have been. And I believe that this, you know, you're becoming aware of the spirit world yourself, aren't you?
Oh, yes, very much.
And you know, your work, if I can say that to you, is starting to heighten, isn't it?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that you're, I don't know whether you're developing or you want to develop or you are developed to a pace where you feel happy and content, but I know that she talks to you about your development and she says to me, don't hold yourself back anymore. There's no need for it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Now she talks to me about her belongings, okay, and she talks to me about the ring. Where's the ring to?
I wear it around my neck 24/7. Okay.
Perfect, because she says to me, tell her about the ring, about her belongings, and she says to me, I shouldn't ask you questions, I'll just tell you. It's got stones in that ring, is that right?
Yes.
And one's missing now, isn't it?
I should check it, but not last time I checked.
Well, have a look.
It's still there.
It's still there. Okay, why did she talk to me about a stone missing out of a ring? Maybe it's not that one that you win around your neck. Maybe it's another one. She talks to me about the stone. Now, I can see this, and it's got a red stone in the center.
Yes, I have that ring.
You have that one. And there's... Okay, Dana, thank you very much.
The stone fell out.
Okay, perfect. See, because she says to me about the stone has fallen out. It's not in there anymore. And she, you know, she just laughs about it. And she says to me, you know, you got so upset. You got so upset at that point. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see, because, you know, she just, bless her, she just wants to prove her existence here to you, okay? She wants you to know that she's around your vibration. Now, why did she talk to you about the medication as well? Would you understand of the medication? Now, I believe she would have taken lots of medication before she passed, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because she talks to me about the medication, she talks to me about the tablets, and, you know, what was these little white tablets that she had to take 3 times a day?
Oh... That was her diabetic medication.
Okay. You know, if she didn't accomplish something in life, she would have been most upset about, wouldn't she?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Because I believe that she says to me about my I didn't finish my medication. And I know she shows me these little white tablets. And she talks about, I didn't have chance to finish them. So would you understand that she didn't quite finish a course of medication or something was changed just before she...
Oh, yeah, I know what it is.
Okay, perfect, because she makes her aware of her medication, you know. You know, I could work all
she
night...
She didn't finish it, yeah.
Okay, so perfect. See, I could work all night here with this wonderful lady. You know, there's quite a host of them that wants to come through. And, okay, there's a gentleman...
She doesn't shut up.
I know she doesn't. Trust me. No, bless. I don't mean that. There's a gentleman that wants to join her, okay? And I believe that he would have been close to her before she passed, okay? And, you know, I can see him here, and he carries a bit of weight with him there before he passes on to the spirit world. I know that he has trouble in the way that he walks, because I know that he kind of shuffles, if I can say that without being offensive. He shuffles forward in his ways before he passes on to the spirit world. I don't know whether that was an illness or because his legs wasn't right. I don't know, but he kind of shuffles.
What color is his hair?
Give me a second now. okay, I know that as I'm looking at him, he's casually dressed. Okay, he's got a shirt open, which means he's a casual dressed kind of a fella when he was here with us. I believe that he would have been maybe like this lady's partner, or he would have been very close to her, because it's like, I got to be quiet now because it's her turn. And I believe that's the way he would have been, that, you know, he would have like only said what he needed to say. Okay. Now I know that you're asking me the color of his hair, and you know, he makes it weird. It's dark. It's dark in the color of his hair. So would you understand of him?
Yeah, it could be one of two people.
Okay. Now, he says to me that, as I said, that he would either be partner or close, like a dad or something there to the lady. But I know that he's very close. I'm going to find out who he is, because I'm nosy and I want to find out. And I know that as he steps a little bit closer here to me, that he makes me aware that of how he passes there. Now, I believe that this gentleman would have had a few illnesses. He talks to me about little mini heart attacks, okay? I believe that he suffered for that for a long time. But it was the, like, stroke-like feeling that I have here, because I know that the one side of my body is numb. I believe that's what took me home to the spirit world in the end of this feeling of, like, a stroke there. Does that make sense there, Joe?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay. And you know who he is?
It's one of two people.
Okay. It's still one of two people.
Yeah, I it's either her father or a very, very dear friend, and I think it's actually her very dear friend. He passed quite some time before her, but he may have helped her cross.
Okay. Now, would I be right in saying that, you know, he could have been the life and soul of a party when he was younger? Because I believe his character-wise, you know, I just want to start screaming and running around you because I believe, and I'm not saying that that's what he would have done, but that's the way he makes me feel. So I know that's what tells me that he could have been like the life and soul of a party when he was here with us. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When he joins her, okay, and as he joins her, it's almost like as if, you know, it's a big reunion here in the spirit world, and I want to bring the reunion back here. So where's the birthday, or there's an anniversary around now?
Yeah, birthday.
Okay, because I know it's like a party there, a party here, and we're all loving it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as I said, maybe I could work all night here with you. I still want your Skype name, but, you know, I hope that helped you a little bit.
Helped immensely. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you know, remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM and retrieve the reading there in the archives. And, you know, please come and join us on Facebook. You'll find me under Mike Davis Medium or even MikeSpirit.fm on Facebook as well. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Oh, thank you for picking me up.
The pleasure is all mine. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay, ladies, I thought that you ganged up on me on that one.
That was fantastic. Oh, my gosh, Mike. That was
amazing.
My gosh. I'm speechless, and that's rare.
You were spot on.
I'm glad that, you know, that Mary and yourselves understood that. And, you know, it pleases me like you wouldn't believe. You know, every time the spirit world comes forward, you know, I've had a pretty much of a you know, it's evening here in the UK. I've had a pretty much of a rotten morning. You know, things have gone wrong in my life, And I thought to myself, oh, my God, I've got to do my show tonight, and I really don't feel up to it. But, you know, the minute that you open the doors to the spirit world, things change. And, you know, my whole persona changed, and it was like, woohoo, excitement. And, you know, that's how I feel now. Instead of feeling, I feel excited. And, you know, it pleases me every single time that the spirit world makes that connection. And, you know, it's absolutely perfect.
Yep.
And, you know, that's how we roll. Christina and Leanne. So if you're ever down, just Skype us and we'll make you laugh.
Oh, well, we will do. Okay, let's go back to the phones because I know it's still very busy. We only have 22 minutes left. Let's go to area code 617. Hi, can I take your first name there, please?
Hello, this is Annette.
Hi, Annette.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Boston. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. You know, I know someone from Boston. I had a lovely lady come over here last year and stayed with me for a fortnight, and we've done a wonderful tour here in the UK.
Nice.
So hi to Boston, and let me hand you over to, I think I'm going to give you over to Christine, because I think I had her reading and she can have that. So Christine, it's all over to you.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much. What can I do for you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I am looking at moving to another state, and I'm excited about it.
Okay.
And I was wondering, will I find love in this new state as well?
Well, first of all, I do see with suitcases around you, and I'm feeling the Carolinas. Is that resonating with you?
Wow. I never thought about the Carolinas.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling the Carolinas is the perfect place for you and your career.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure what your career entails. He's not telling me that, but it's definitely in your cosmic universe for sure. As far as a love life, right now I don't see a love life. I think you have some interest because I'm feeling that around your energy. I'm psychically connecting with that you do have a few or maybe one or two gentlemen that you are fairly interested in. But right now is not your time. You're going to be going through a new transition in your life, so they're kind of stepping back with bringing you a loved one forward, that spark. But it will happen once you settle. This is all going to happen pretty quickly as well. Were you aware of that?
No.
Yeah, I'm talking within probably before Christmas, the holidays. Some
before the holidays?
Yes, I see like this big vortex around you and this big change that's coming forward to you very soon.
Wow.
Is your career have anything to do with this?
You know what? For me, this is a leap of faith.
Mm-hmm. Definitely leap of faith are the best thing in the world. I love them. I did that.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's a leap of faith. I don't know about, you know, what's going to happen when I get there. Will there be a job? Everything.
You know what? You own it, believe it, and trust this leap of faith. It's very important that you continue to do this. Don't put up any walls, any negativity, anything around that at all.
Absolutely.
You stay open to this leap of faith because there is a job waiting for you, and I really, really am feeling the Carolinas, and I'm actually even feeling the humidity over there right now.
So well, you know, I was actually born in the Carolinas. I was born in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Go home, because that is where you belong. That's your destiny, okay. And they're showing me this now. Thank you, Eli. So you really, if you can look into this, and there is a career waiting for you there, and your whole life is going to start. You're starting a whole new transition in life. You're my second one today. That's interesting. And I know it has a lot to do with the retrogrades and 2013 coming around. There's a lot of things going on, a lot of energies. So a lot of us light workers, and you are too, I don't know if you're aware of that, we're feeling the changes, and we're listening, and we're aware. And that's what you're doing. You're listening, and you're taking that leap of faith, and you're trusting, and you're believing. And this is going to happen for you. Your whole life is changing, everything around you. And I believe you have siblings, and they're all for it. I'm feeling like they're giving you like the it's okay. It's okay, Mom.
Yeah.
Our brothers and sisters, everybody is just really on board with you for doing this. So kudos to you for doing this leap of faith. You're definitely on your right track. You're listening, and that's what Eli's telling me. And that's what he wants us all to do is listen and be aware. And that's what you're doing.
Kudos I've never done that
you.
Before, though. I've never, I've been, you know, always going my own way, doing my own thing. And I feel that situations have happened, I would say probably within the year. One of them is my sister passing.
Yes,
and that somehow changed me. And, you know, walking away from a job as well, it really set me on a course. It was difficult. It was difficult.
Of course.
To do all this. Mm-hmm. And then figuring out, okay, what is it that I want to do? Because to me, it's like all the doors where I'm at now. Where I'm in the state that I'm in now, no doors were opening, nothing was happening, and I'm like, this has never happened in my life. I've always been able to go through one door into another one. This is the first time where nothing is opening up, nothing.
Okay.
So
it's
I'm like,
going
okay,
to...
what's going on here? Okay, Lord, what do you want me to do?
You're definitely on. It's taking a little bit of time. Unfortunately, patience is huge, especially us as light workers. We want it now, which most people probably do. But you're learning some lessons along the way, and you're also grieving the death of your sister. So those are a lot of things that are going on within you right now. But you are definitely on the right path. And, of course, your sister's nudging you as well as she's there with you on your new path and on your new walk. Keep trusting and believing. And they're telling me right now, thank you, Eli, for you to call upon Archangel Michael to help you on this journey. Michael is there with you. Thank you, Eli. You actually know that you already know that Archangel Michael is one of your guardian angels. He's there with you.
Yeah.
You felt him before. So continue, really pray to him and help him and ask him to help you walk through this new journey. And he's going to be there with you along with your sister. And your family and your friends that are on the earth plane with you are also going to be very supportive of this that you're doing. You're on your right. You are totally on your right path. You're on your way, kid.
This is good.
You definitely are.
And when do you see this shift happening?
You know what? You're another
year?
One. I see it around the holidays, maybe around the first of the year, but it's going to happen pretty quickly. This is going to be this vortex of this energy that's going to hit you and just like, boom, everything's going to start falling into place. So stay
interesting.
Trusting and Go
That's
ahead.
Interesting because I had a dream about a vortex. I was actually in this coliseum, and above me was this huge swirl of energy, and it was the vortex, and everything that I could possibly want was in that vortex. And I was telling everyone, it's in the vortex. That's where your dreams are in the vortex. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. This is my dream. Everything that I could possibly want, family, house, love, everything is in that vortex.
Yes, it's true.
Wow.
That is you're exactly right. That was your spirit guide giving you this dream was real. They were showing you your future. Just stay on this track and stay positive. Keep that vision. Okay? And ask Michael to help you through this and your sister, because they are. They're there with you. And all these things that you saw in your dream are going to come to fruition. Your life is going to be amazing. And I might add, I've been there. The same things have happened to me because I trusted. I took that leap of faith.
Really?
I believed. I put up no walls. And my life, and you know, I'm human and things happen. But I really can honestly say my life is perfect now. It took me 50 years to get here. But that's because I listened like you're doing. I was aware, and I took that leap. And that's what you're doing. And Eli's like, right on, girl, right on. So you were even nudged to call in so you can have this confirmation. So,
yes.
Yeah, you're so going to be okay. And I really, really feel that you're Carolina, so even in the Raleigh area is a very good possibility. So start looking around in that area, you know, start feeling, you know, that area out a little bit and see how it resonates with you. I think you're going to be like, wow, yes, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is right. I really, truly believe that's going to hit you like that.
Wow, because it's been a long time since I've actually been back to North Carolina.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
That's my home, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and Eli's telling me you still have family there, too, that are actually going to have open arms.
Yes,
so,
I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
There you go.
Yes,
and they're also showing me that you have children, because they're showing me, like, these grown people following you, like, moving out there with you later. So they're going to be, like, jealous. They're like, hey, I want some of that. And they're going to come out
there
with
you. Because
you
know why? With my family, when one moves, they all migrate.
That's what's going to happen with this. You're making that first move. Mm-hmm.
When my sister moved, everybody migrated to Virginia. Everybody. Mm-hmm. Well, not everybody, but majority of the family is in Virginia. Mm-hmm. Everybody migrates. When one moves, everybody migrates.
Wow.
To wherever
that
person
is. There's going to be a population boom in Raleigh, North Carolina, because you're going, and then there's all these other people, and I believe they're your children, going to be following you, because they're younger adults, and they're going to be following you. They're like,
I don't have any children, though.
These are younger adults that are in your family, your immediate family.
Okay.
And they're
going to
say, they're going to be like, ooh, this is so cool. I want some of that. It's like, okay, the housing's cheaper there. The lifestyle's easier. It's going to be
and
everything
beautiful.
That resonate with them. It is beautiful. I've never been there, but I know that the state is beautiful. And
and
that's exactly your path, and that's where you're
in
supposed
humidity,
to be.
In the humidity, absolutely.
Yeah. Ugh. But you know what? We live with it. I've been there, so you know, I lived in Northeast Texas for many years, and I know the humidity, and you just learn to deal with it.
Absolutely.
It's not that cool if we have to deal with it. But you know what? You have free will, and what you do with it is you know, of course, on you. But you're definitely on your right track, and I feel, you know, with that vortex coming into fruition and all this, so you're going to totally want this, and you're going to go forward, and you're going to be fantastic.
So will there be new friendships, new love?
Oh, yeah, there's
everything.
Going to be a new love, a new relationship. Once you get over there and you get settled in and your life is on track like it's supposed to be, because you're going through a whole new transition in your life right now. It's like you're getting a second life.
Yeah.
Then you're going to be settled in, and then, I actually think you're going to be in some kind of I'm feeling like a club of some sort. Like you're going to be getting involved with like a club or something where there's a lot of other people and you're having like potlucks and things like this. So I don't know
that.
If it's going to be the community you live in or whatever it is, but you're going to just really flourish and take off and make a lot of friends. Yes, you're going to definitely meet a guy once you get settled in. They're not going to bring a guy forward. Eli's telling me this again. They're not bringing you a gentleman friend forward now because it wouldn't
behoove
you. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Not the time.
I mean, I'm not even putting that energy out there. It's like I'm focusing on me because it's about me because it's always about me. And
you know, that's okay. We're allowed that, especially at our age. It can't be. It's about me too now. It's my time. But
right.
Leanne is actually my cousin who's on the show as well. You're funny. And she's telling me right now in chat that this is going to be a gentleman brought forward to you with dark, creamy skin, a very, very handsome guy coming forward to you. So woohoo!
Nice.
He sounds and feels like when Leanne put that in there, he's going to be very romantic, very gentle.
Oh, wow.
So it's spirit's bringing this guy to you. So Archangel Michael is dabbling in this for you now, getting this guy all set up for you. So woohoo! Get going, girl.
Good. This is good.
This is
going to
happen pretty quickly. Start packing.
Okay.
You're going to have to do some research, girl. You're going to have to get online and start checking out.
Let me go down to the liquor store and get some boxes.
No kidding.
Or some wine.
Drink a bottle of wine while you're there. Oh, that's funny. But, yeah, you're definitely on your way, kid, and your whole life is changing. You're going through the next step of your cycle of life, and pretty cool.
Oh,
I just
beautiful.
Went through, and it is fun, and it is cool, and you're going to love it.
Oh, this is beautiful. This has
been
a long time coming.
You deserve it. You're a beautiful, beautiful soul. Your energy, I want to say, too, I love to feel energy. Your energy is just absolutely fabulous. And you have had some hurts and pains in your life because I feel that around you. But you have learned to leap over those and overcome all that. And, God, girl, way to go. Way to go.
Thank you. Keep it up. Oh, thank you both so much. Thank you. Thank you. And I will definitely keep you posted.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, me too.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. And remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM for the copy of that reading in the archives. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Mike, and God bless you.
And bless you as well. Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful soul, Mike. Beautiful soul.
Absolutely wonderful reading, I must say. Listen, our time is running short. We have less than 9 minutes left. So let me hook Leanne up with the next caller. And, you know, not saying that we have to cut it short, but, you know, we need to press on. So, Leanne?
Yeah, I'll keep it short, but I want to say that Spirit's always already telling me there's a new career shift or direction for the next person. So.
Okay, well, let's bring the next person on.
Let's bring him on.
Area code 650. Hi, area code 650. Can I take your name there, please?
Hi, my name's Carol.
Hi, Carol.
And I'm calling from the San Francisco area.
Lovely.
Lovely area, yes. The
absolutely.
Sun's shining, it's beautiful.
You're in my area.
Oh, okay. And
I'm in the 408 area code.
Oh, yeah, you're
I'm
right next door
to San
me.
Jose. Yeah,
oh, okay, I'm actually in Redwood City. Yeah, I'm really close.
Oh, beautiful. But you do have a new career direction coming up for you, but I'm going to actually let you ask the question that you want to ask.
Oh, well, the question I was going to ask is I just found out a friend passed away in April, and she was in Florida. And her wishes were not met in her will, and I was wondering if her family should pursue that.
The wishes that, yes. I feel like, is there some kind of a pet or something involved in this? An animal or a pet?
I don't think so. No, she had a brother. He's kind of got, I don't like the word handicap, but I'm going to use it in this. You know,
okay.
And she wanted her half of the house to go to him because she never had children.
Okay.
So the husband sold the house and left, and nobody can find him. So
I got to give you this, though. She's talking about the pet or the animal, and also that there's some kind of a concern over a pet or an animal not being at the right place either, or I don't know if it's a smaller animal, so I'm not talking about a horse or anything like that, so I'm just going to give that forward too. But, yeah, she wants this pursued forward just because she's concerned about what's going to happen and nobody really taking the forward – thank you, sweetie – the forward motion going for her brother, so his future and wanting to see things lined up for his future. And he's also not, like, he needs care and he needs to have some kind of a security and not to be thrown out there. And so this will definitely support him. And if they can pursue that, I don't feel like it's going to be that hard for them to do it, but it would be effort. So I would give them the advice that she would like to see this carry through. She would like to see her brother taken care of and the right thing done by him. And I'm going to give the pet one more time. I don't know if it's a cat or a small dog, but that's what it looks like, a cat to me, and something about a cat. So,
okay.
Interesting. Okay. And who's
well,
the
husband sold
also?
The house and moved. Do you know where he moved to? Is that coming up so they can find him?
Let me see. She just says that will be in, like, he'll come out of the woodworks as soon as they pursue this. Yeah, he's going to have to. he's going to have to show up or he automatically loses. She says
okay.
He automatically loses. He went, okay, he went, where's southwest slightly from wherever they were. So
okay.
If they were in Florida, I don't know if he went further south or whatever that was, but he's in like,
so he's probably still in Florida.
Yeah, transitional housing is what I would call it. So he's either living in an apartment or something like that that isn't while he's changing things out. So I feel like his residence isn't stable right now for him anyway. Like he could just up and move. But he's going to have to come out of the woodwork or however she's putting that for this. But I'm also picking up on a woman that has glasses and a rounder face and slightly curly hair around you. Do you recognize her? Because she wants to come forward and say, hey, that kind of thing.
Yes, that would be my girlfriend. But her hair is
okay,
not slightly curly, really. She has a rounder face and glasses, though.
Okay. And so what was different about her hair then? Because she's,
it's usually straight, kind of page boy looking. And she lives here in California.
Okay. Would it have been... Okay, we'll just let the hair thing go. Let me see if she has...
I'm the one with curly hair, but she was just a
friend. And is your face, though, isn't round?
Yeah, a little.
Okay. I wonder if she's showing me you. Either way, the message is still the same, and I know we're running out of time. So
okay.
I hope that helps, because I know Mike wants to... You know, I want to make sure that he has a control of his own show. But
okay.
Yeah, she would
okay,
like
so he's in an apartment
food.
Southwest, and he will surface.
Yeah, he's going to have to. And the lawyers or whatever in charge, I'm sure they're going to be able to
find
him.
They haven't pursued a lawyer, so did they need to pursue a lawyer then, right?
Well, the will is already in with a lawyer. So whoever that is who had drawn up the will have all the paperwork on that. So it isn't necessarily
okay.
that they'll have to get one, just that they'll have to get the paperwork she's showing me.
They'll have to get the paperwork, okay.
Like the you know, copies of the will sent forward. Like she's showing me like they need stamped copies of the will put forward
but
to the
But we don't know
court.
Who the lawyer is. That's the problem.
So whoever
That's why the husband
the,
sold the house and moved right away. He doesn't want to give this boy his half.
That's weird because she keeps showing me a lawyer and a stamp on the paperwork and it going forward to the court. So what? This
so
is
maybe
just
it's
my
in probate
side.
And then it'll eventually show up.
Right. This is my logical side, and I would just wherever he filed the paperwork for the home, that's public record. And so you could find out where the home was sold through, and then therefore the name the home is under. Which would partially be hers, and then you could trace it back to that way, perhaps. She's not showing me that, but I'm just kind of thinking logically
Plus
how you
all... Plus, the death certificate had to be filed somewhere, so then
right.
that
so
might
in the
happen.
County. Yeah,
in the county.
In the county where yeah, she passed or something, yeah.
Okay, I'll tell them county for the death certificate.
Get copies of that. They probably can figure it out through some stuff.
That's what I told them, they need to get a lawyer. And she's like, her husband didn't want to pursue it. I'm like, but you should pursue because the girl who left it to your brother-in-law, you know, you want her wishes fulfilled. And she wants her wishes fulfilled, she's saying, right?
Yes, she does.
Okay, I'm going to have to cut in there. I'm really sorry.
Okay.
But I know that
no
time
problem.
Is running away. But, you know, thank you very much for calling.
Okay.
And I'll say, you know, come on over to the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling there.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye now, bye. Okay, Leanne, Chris, absolutely amazing show. It's gone so quick. Do you want to give us your web addresses there, first of all?
Absolutely, www.angelichope.com.
And mine is www.intuitiveconnection.web.com.
Okay, and mine, as you all know, is mikespirit.fm or mikespirit.co.uk or even mikespirit.info. Come and join us on Facebook, Mike Davis Medium, there is a like page of mikespirit.fm. Leanne and Christine, I must say, absolutely fantastic. Would you come on again?
Sure, yeah. I'd love to.
Okay,
it's
well, you know, Ashley, thank you very much again. And for me and for you, I suppose it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Mm-hmm. Bye, everyone. Bye-bye. Thank
you. Bye-bye, everyone.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.